an English media teacher in Finland.
Is it more difficult to teach Finnish students than British students?
Yes and no. The difficulty is having to deal with silence. You can ask Finnish students a question, but often you don't get an answer, so you have to answer it. But I can have good groups where you, as a teacher, start to either disagree or agree. And once we have this dialogue going, wow, the classroom really does become alive. On the contrary, British students will ask you questions. But you mustn't disrespect the Finnish student by not asking. In fact, he is giving you the highest respect. He's giving you his total concentration. I think one problem I do face sometimes is lazy students. I find teamwork is a problem here. You set a teamwork project and only one person ends up doing it. The others just disappear and you may not see them for 2 days. Other times when you ask people to work on their own, you'll find two friends work together. Well, I didn't exactly ask you to do a joint project, did I? Interestingly, I can tell students who've travelled. It's absolutely apparent. They simply have a wider vision. And some other students tend to have rather a narrow vision. They haven't travelled much, and the problem is trying to broaden their vision. I set a project the other day, All the World's a Stage. What do you mean by that? And I say, well, what you see is not necessarily what it really is. And I asked for a number of photographs. Oh, I can't take that many photographs, they said. And I said, well, think about it.
In media jobs, you need a lot of imagination. Do students have this ability?
In short, no. But this is not a Finnish speciality. It is general for this generation all over the world. If I'm tired, even I become very wooden. Not so long ago, I had a problem. I was dead tired. Otherwise, I'm full of ideas. But when I'm tired, the ideas just do not come, and my problem-solving skills slow down. It is a problem I'm aware of, and I'm working on it. For example, I make sure I am leading a healthy physical life too. That means eating right and getting regular exercise.